Another alleged Diddy victim comes forward.
It's a pain that reaches into your very core of who you are and leaving emotional scars that may never fully heal.
It's September 24th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Also coming up, an Orange County supervisor is censured by his colleagues in a case of disappearing taxpayer money.
It's a serious investigation by the FBI, the IRS, the district attorney, and the state attorney general.
And a new version of the common cold comes with a rare risk.
So it is very rare, but it is very dangerous.
That's all coming up. But first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. Another woman is coming forward to accuse Sean Diddy Combs of sex assault. This makes 11 in total. We don't know a lot about her or her connection to Combs, but she was clearly in pain as she spoke with her lawyer, Gloria Allred, today. And Natalie Tavidian was there.
Thalia Graves alleges that rapper Sean Diddy Combs and another defendant sexually assaulted her in 2001, and it wasn't until 2022 when she says she learned it was recorded. The plaintiff saying through tears that the internal pain after being sexually assaulted was incredibly deep and hard to put into words.
It's a pain that reaches into your very core of who you are and leaving emotional scars that may never fully heal. Some of the hardest parts of this pain are the shame and the guilt I have experienced that plays a negative part in my day-to-day ability.
The lawsuit alleges the video was made available for sale. This may be the first allegation of sale of the video. When asked why file now, Attorney Allred saying it's time.
Combs is still being held without bail in New York. There's a cloud hanging over the Orange County Board of Supervisors, specifically Supervisor Andrew Doe, who is under investigation, a wide-ranging investigation over millions of dollars that has gone missing, some of which was taxpayer money given to his daughter's nonprofit. Today, his fellow supervisors censured him, and Emily Valdez is in Santa Ana for that.
Supervisor Andrew Doe still collecting a paycheck but doing nothing in his position as first district supervisor for Orange County. I spoke with Supervisor Katrina Foley.
He does not attend the board meetings. He's been removed from all his committees. He refuses to resign. He's continuing to take his salary and his compensation, and he's not doing his job. Plus, he is involved in a criminal investigation. It's a serious investigation by the FBI, the IRS, the district attorney, and the state attorney general.
The board does not have the authority to kick Andrew Doe off the County Board of Supervisors. Besides, he terms out in January, and that's why they voted for the censure.
We also voted on significant ethics and county contracting policy reforms that will help tighten up our systems so that we will not have anything like this happen in the future. And we voted to make some changes into our contract policy manual that would require better disclosures, notifications to our board.
I called Supervisor Doe's office, asked if he could speak with me today, and someone on the phone says he's unavailable.
There's a new respiratory virus that doctors are saying parents need to be aware of because it can cause a polio-like paralysis in kids. The LA Times says evidence of the virus has been popping up in wastewater in California and across the country. Most people who get it will only have really mild respiratory symptoms or nothing at all, but some cases can escalate to cause a rare, really bad neurological condition. We talk with Dr. Alexandra Gorab. She's a pediatrician and says it's actually in most cases similar to a common cold.
Enterovirus D68, that specific strain D68, can cause something called acute flaccid myelitis. It's very uncommon. So enterovirus D68 is relatively common in the community, causes the common cold. Acute flaccid myelitis is rare. It does cause a polio-like illness. So it can cause paralysis, muscle weakness, and only in children. So it is very rare, but it is very dangerous.
She says the best thing parents can do is make sure kids are washing their hands with soap and water. CDC's confirmed 13 cases of this across the country, one of which is in California. A family in the Inland Empire is heartbroken because they say sheriff's deputies ignored their pleas to help find their relative, Amy Porter. They went to look for her themselves and found her body over the weekend. Amy's cousin told KCAL it was not like her to disappear for more than a week.
Amy's devotion to her daughter. Amy's devotion to her daughter wouldn't have allowed her not to see her that long.
Amy was last seen on September 14th when she was staying at a hotel in Pomona. A week later, the CHP issued a feather alert, which is what they put out when an indigenous person goes missing under unexplained circumstances. She's a member of the Morongo Band of Mission Indians.
I felt like once the feather alert was activated, things kind of started to feel like Amy was noticed at that time.
The man who family members say she was staying with at that motel was taken into custody on a parole violation, and several agencies are now investigating what exactly happened. A mother whose daughter was killed in a street racing crash more than 10 years ago is talking to our John Baird about some new laws the governor has signed to help law enforcement deal with street racing. Lily Trujillo Puckett founded an organization called Street Racing Kills.
Well, let me ask you something. The governor just signed four laws last night that will make it easier for police to impound the vehicles of those who are street racing or taking part in sideshows or street takeovers. Do you think it will help?
Yes, I do. I tell you what, that's exactly what we need. You know, we need more legislation. It is very important for law enforcement to be able to do their job easier, because when they get there, there is a lot of people, especially in San Jose, right? There's just so many people everywhere. I mean, they're there until 5 in the morning. You know, this will definitely make it easier for them to do the job. I think that there should be more places where they can go, more tracks or venues where these people can do this legally.
So they need to have a place to go to do their thing. But also, you say they need to have barriers in streets to prevent it?
Yes. Do more infrastructure of our streets. Do something to prevent this, and also help so we, the other cities can allow where there's more places to go.
So they need more.
We need more.
Another Safe Streets advocate agrees more venues are needed, more places for these people to go to do stunts or to race legally. Another horse has died in Southern California. A 4-year-old horse at Santa Anita, the 10th at that track this year. Ransom Call died on Sunday, day of his last official workout. Don't know the cause of death yet. Racing is coming back to the track at Santa Anita on Friday. The first electric plane approved by the FAA is at Santa Monica Airport now. It's a small plane. It's going to be used for flight training mostly, but also some sightseeing. Eco Aviation Foundation International is managing the plane. The president of that company, Scott Burgess, says he's excited because it represents the future of flying.
There's many other aircraft and many other upgrades coming. So this is the first of many. This will change the world. So this is the very first example of all of that. Zero emissions, almost zero noise, much lower cost to fly, and it's going to be more inclusive. If you're going to, like, if you're flying, taking off at the airport, the neighbors, they're not going to hear it at all.
What he means by inclusive, it's really expensive to take flying lessons. And the idea here is it'll make flying lessons less expensive, so more people will have the opportunity to do it, operating electric planes being so much cheaper. Burgess says a second electric plane will arrive there to Santa Monica in November. What happens when a bear just won't leave? Next. A 400-pound black bear will not leave a family alone in Sierra Madre. Just keeps coming back every time they get it out.
The bear was leaving droppings in the yard, the first sign that it was in the area, and the nestlers found out from a neighbor that he had squeezed through an opening in the porch of their house and was sleeping under the floorboards. Tim Daly with State Fish and Wildlife says if the bear will come out, they can tranquilize him and move him to another area, but they're also helping the nestlers with other options.
We also have motion-activated sprinklers set up to discourage that bear from going back in once it does leave. And then we're also asking the couple that lives there to do a better job of securing that crawl space with something like a strong metal grate of some sort that when the bear returns, it won't be able to go back inside.
Daly says going under the house after Junior, as the nestlers have dubbed their furry house guest, and tranquilizing him there is not an option. for the simple reason moving a drugged 400-pound animal out of a crawl space is not a simple task. Looks like the next move is up to the bear.
And that's the LA Local for this 24th of September. We're sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships, at lacarguy.com. 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Odyssey app. Search for KNX News. We're back tomorrow. I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.